is our greatest day, and God is really at work in our lives. And regardless of whatever's going on, negative, positive, God is always certain, and God is always there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has you in the palms of His hands. You're always before His face, always in His heart, constantly in His thoughts. And He has a great plan, and He has a great purpose for your life. And this plan and purpose is something... Hey, come here! There's an opening down there. Sorry, guys, there was an opening. There was a breach in the hedge, and it's the main road there. Actually, so I just have to walk away from that one. So I'm without taking the dogs for a walk. But yes, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And this purpose and plan is something that God leads you into. It's not something that we make happen. It's something that God leads us and works with us on the course and journey of our life. As we listen to Him, as we go to Him, as we're obedient in our hearts to follow out what God's encouraging for you to do, then He can lead you to that right place, the jackpot moments in your life where you're blessed, where you're being successful, where you're happy. And maybe before your journey you wasn't none of those things. Nothing was going right in your life. You had problem after problem, no care, no protection. You know, your life might have been upside down, but God has brought you from darkness to light. And that's where we need to dwell in. We need to dwell our thoughts and our actions and our words and continue to walk in the light. Because that's who you are now. You are children of light. You're not children of the darkness, and you're not children of the enemy. You've been born again. You've changed kingdoms. You're in the kingdom of God here on earth with the Spirit of God dwelling in you greatly and powerfully. And God has made you mighty. And we just need to learn and recognize this great love that the Father shown towards us, that we are a new creation in His sight. He doesn't look at you in your fallen nature, who you were before you received the Spirit of God. And who you were before you received the Spirit of God, God loved you right as you were. And now He's so happy because, you know, you confessed Jesus as Lord and you believe God raised Him from the dead. And now you're His son, you're His daughter. And He's so, so happy, so, so blessed with you. And He wants you to recognize all this glory, the new heavenly life, the new heavenly direction He's got for you. And our circumstances, where we live, people that we know, that can try and keep us stationary on the spiritual level, because we're going by what we hear, see, smell, taste and touch. But God wants you to switch your mind to Him and keep your thoughts there, not letting the feelings, emotions and thoughts of this world override who you truly are. Because, you know, you're a star and you're shining in this crooked and perverse world. The world is dark, right, according to the scripture. But we are the lights in this world. We're the ones that are shining bright. And we're the world changers. And the God of this world wants you to focus on where you were and who you were and not who you are now. So the trick is for you to try and mend your old nature, your old way, your old habits, your bad... You've probably still got some bad habits from that remnants of the old nature through the practices. But so what? We don't focus there. We focus on who we are. And as we just focus on doing what God is putting in our hearts and the right things to do, those old nature ways start to drop off, start to melt away. And, you know, you start to develop the spiritual wings where you're flying and you're soaring and you're not, you know, subject to the thoughts and feelings of who you were before. So God wants you to focus on the heavenly realm, on the heavenly truths. He wants you to focus on Him. Set your eyes upon Him. Set your eyes on Jesus Christ, His example, His way, His manner, His life, His living. Because you are as He is in this world. As He is right now, seated alive at the right hand side of God. He's alive, guys. He's not dead. And as He is, so are you in this world. And we really have to see ourselves in this light. You know, that we are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. And we truly do rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. We are healthy. We are prosperous. We are successful. And we are delivered from the authorities of darkness. It has no dominion over you. If you put your thoughts in that way, where you've been set free, then you're really in a prison with the bar doors open. The doors are open, but you're there because of the old thoughts and feelings and patterns of thinking. But the truth is, those doors are open, and you're free to come in and out. Jesus Christ has got the keys to death and hell, and you can go into them and get other people out of their prisons, you know. And so, and we do that by preaching the good news, the gospel of concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. What He done, what He made available. You know, that all they have to do is confess Him as Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, and that they receive the Spirit of the living God, and that they have eternal life, and that we preach the new creation. That's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to speak about. And you can't make your flesh any better. You can put some makeup on. You can, you know, I like to put the face packs on and make my skin look nice and fresh. But that doesn't address my heart and my thoughts and my mind. What addresses my heart and my thoughts and my mind is what God is speaking to them. And not listening to what the world is speaking at it. No, we don't have to be conformed. If you're conforming to this world, you're not being transformed. And God says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We don't have to follow the world's ways and patterns. How they do things. You've got to do this. You've got to have that. No, God will provide everything that you need. And you can run after what you want and get what you want. But is it what God wants that God has for you? Because I can guarantee you, whatever you run after, it could be fantastic, really great for you. If it's not from God, God's got something even better than that. So you don't want to go for second prizes. You want to go for the main prize of the things in your life on all the different levels. So, you know, God wants us all to prosper and to be in health even as our soul prospers. So it's dependent upon our soul, our will, our heart, our minds and emotions. And when we're operating from the new man, the mind of Christ, where our thoughts are set on things above, where we're walking in light, we're walking in love, we're speaking in good manner, and we're, you know, our thoughts and our hearts are lined up, and we're speaking the heavenly words, we're speaking those words of life, not words of death. We're not dwelling on negative things. We're not dwelling on our feelings and our emotions or our failures or what happened to us. But we're dwelling on the heavenly truths that we are now set free, guys. You are free. You are free indeed. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. All you've got to do is continue in the truth. And the truth is the heavenly words being spoken, the encouragement, the blessings, the direction. And little Rocky has come halfway across the field to get me. Bless him. He's walking with me now. Brilliant. Anyway, so like, you know, God is really with you. And again, it's the introduction of light that dispels darkness. It's not dwelling on the darkness, the negativity of life and things, of what have happened or what's going on or what you need and what you don't need. That's going to set you free. It's the truth of who God says you are. And God's got a great plan and a great future for you. And we don't have to stress where that is. God will lead you into it. If you're listening to Him, if you're obedient, if you're faithful, if you're consistent, you stay the course, then you will cross that line with flying colours, because God will get you across it. He just needs you to listen. He needs you to listen and obey. He's like talking to my kids. Like, you know, when my kids were young, I say, you need to listen and obey. Like my mum used to say to me, you need to listen, Lawrence. Obey what you're being told. But really, it's not like that with God. It's more like, son, daughter, if you do, what I'm asking you to do, if you follow this, even if you don't understand it, even if it doesn't make any sense to you, if you listen to my words and do it, you move out in faith, you will get the rewards of what I've asked you to do. And so God is faithful. I know I've walked this walk, and every time I do and follow the encouragement given to me and the things God puts in my heart, it's success, it's blessings, it's open doors, it's peace, it's quiet, it's tranquility. When I kind of move in my own way, it's not that. And you know, and you are complete, you are perfect. Doesn't matter if you sinned or you messed up or you screwed up, don't even look at any of that. That is just not, that wasn't you. The real you is the Christ in you. That's the real you. And all you do is just keep your focus on the real you and move in that. Don't be moved by the thoughts and feelings of this world or other people's attitudes and reactions to you or what they say to you or whether they discourage you. It doesn't matter. Like, forget them. Like, just focus on the ones that have got their eyes set on God, the ones that want to move, the ones that want to speak the heavenly words and practice the heavenly way. That's where I'm focusing. That's where my focus is going to be, and with the people that are focused that way. And I pray to God for laborers. And laborers are ones that drop what they're doing and pick up what God wants them to do and move in that direction. And it might be totally alien to your mind and your heart. So a couple of people asked me to send them some encouragement. So my encouragement to you is stay with God. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't doubt what you're doing. Don't doubt the decisions you made or you're making. If you're working with other people, speak the heavenly words to them. Speak everything you want to see them do and be. Speak it into their lives. And don't speak the negatives. Like, we need to really practice speaking the heavenly words, the good things. We call those things which are not as though they were. So the things that are not in people's lives, that's, we call the right things. We can encourage them to speak the right things for them as well. And we're all successful, guys. We're all going to really see great results this year. Regardless of how the year started or how it's been for you. You might have started off a great year. Everything running like milk and honey. And some people might have had it like sticky toffee pudding where you're not moving anywhere. And it's weighing you down, or things have gone against you. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't, those things don't define your standing in Christ and who you are as a son and a child of the living God. If you feel depressed, it doesn't define who you truly are, because you still are a child of the Most High God. And you've got great authority. Your words can change everything around you. Everything in your life, every situation. So you just stay with God and don't compare yourself with others. Don't look at other people, what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they're saying, what they're not saying. They might speak great words, they might speak negative words. Just pay attention to what God's putting in your heart and speak those words, and those words that come from God will bring people to great faith, will bring people to great direction, will bring people to great deliverance. We want to speak words that heal, words that deliver. We want to set people free with our words, our heavenly words from God. And we don't want to be focused on us. It's boring. It gets boring when we're focused on us all the time. You know, and Satan will have you focused on you. So when you're focused on you, you're not focused on what God really wants you to do. You're focused, oh, am I doing the right thing? Just move. Just move by the Spirit. You know, when Jesus said to Peter, when Peter said, can I get out and walk on the water, he said come. Didn't put him through a training session, he just said come. So that's a helicopter flying overhead. So he said come. Jesus said to the man with the van, stretch forth your hand. He didn't say, okay, you've got to take step A, step B, step C to move your hand for it to come out properly. He said to the guy, you know with the leprosy, be healed. Like, the guy didn't have to do nothing, he just had to believe. And that's all we have to do is believe. Don't complicate things. You are perfect as you are right now, even if you feel crap, even if you feel shit, even if you don't feel crap, even if you don't feel shit, you feel on top of the world. You're perfect. At every stage, you're perfect. So don't let feelings, thoughts, and emotions dictate how you are moving with God, because you're beautiful. Whether you don't feel like it, whether you do feel like it, it doesn't matter. God says you're beautiful. You are highly favored. You are seated at the right-hand side of God. You're successful. And how you are will affect other people. How you're thinking and speaking will affect the people around you. So you want to make sure that you're in a good vibration of confession and of thinking of who you are and speaking the great things in your life, so the person next to you is getting that blessing, is getting that light, is getting that energy and that healing and that deliverance that's radiating from your mouth and from your heart, from your mind, from your body. So let's speak the good things. So you're the best. God bless.